Just a couple of things first. How much is it just to get their nails clipped? And if I want her checked up, I've just got a rehome vet, which rehome Becky. I lost mine that you've got on record there a few months ago. But they said she wasn't all that keen on veggies. I mean, she looked reasonably okay. She's nearly four. But the stuff I was given that they'd been feeding her was two packets of carrot bird seed and a bag of sunflower seeds, both of them, the black ones and the stripy ones. And she said they'd mix some stuff up in there and it looked like there's a few little bits of veggies through it, but I'm trying to get her to eat the proper stuff, obviously. But does Colin work? Someone told me Colin wasn't working anymore. Oh, that's a nuisance. Oh, look, I knew him. I didn't realise that was his clinic when I came there. Years ago, down at Springvale, I came across when I had a galah that was injured and a turtle and things like that. And he was brilliant. He's not allowed to retire, and they're not allowed to do that. I said, they're not allowed to do that. No, and well, how much for a consultation then? I don't know who to see there, because I did see one of the women there when I first came there about 3 years ago, and I wasn't very impressed. Then I realised Colin worked there, and so I was seeing him all the time. Yeah, I really want to check it out, but I'll have to wait till I get paid maybe at the moment. I mean, I don't know. I mean, her feathers, she looks sort of okay, but I don't know. She keeps doing something that I've never, she's quite friendly and nothing obvious or anything, but she'll sit there and then she'll sort of, you know, just sort of like shake a bit as if she's scared of something. Yeah, which I find it. Yeah, and I've got to try and find the ways and the means of getting her to eat. She ate a bit last night, but to be honest, she must have surely got, although I know a lot of them do survive on seed for quite a long time, and, you know, people think they're fine, but by my other one, you know, to be being fed on, you know, and apparently her favourite is the little millet sprays. Yeah, well, that's true, and I suppose that won't hurt her occasionally. I don't think. I don't know. I've never done anything like that with my Ecky, you know. She's always had the, you know, she eats better than I do. She did, as they do. So who's the best vet to see there now? Yeah, I mean, it was a while ago now. It could have even been, I had a six-year-old that just up and died without giving me any symptoms that warranted that maybe she should have gone to the vet, you know what I mean? She was fine. I went down the shop and I came home and she was on the floor of the cage and I thought she was dead, but she wasn't, but it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday, obviously, and new people were just closing. I would never have got there. Almost got down to the one in Frankston, and she died about 5 minutes before I got there. So the only thing I could think of was that she was six. Maybe she could have been egg-bound, but she gave me no symptoms. She gave me no signs of anything, you know, which is all, you know, you feel bad, but there was nothing. She was fine when I was on a perch plane. Yeah, I know, yeah. And the other one, unfortunately, she could open her cage door, and look, it's just a thing of errors. My grandson and a friend were doing the back lawn, and the friend didn't realise that the chair was in front of the door for a reason, and I think he must have moved it. She opened it, and they didn't realise she'd got out. And of course, there was an open door there, so that looks like fun. Yeah, but anyway, look. Yeah, but I'm not sure whether it was jet. I think it might have.